once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you know it, you can't unknow it. Once you've experienced it, you can't unexperience it. I mean, you might forget about it, but the memory's deep down somewhere in there. So when it shows up again, you know it. And so that's what you see on the highways, on the job, in people, personalities, family, friends. They keep repeating the same stuff over and over. And you're like, when are we going to get something new? When are we going to see some new growth, you know? When are we going to see some new growth? When are we going to see a breakthrough? When are we going to have a breakthrough? When are people going to break out of their patterns, whether it's the bloodline or the culture or whatever? The patterns are off the roof crazy, you know? It's like being a clone of 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 a clone. I just saw this truck going down the highway and it had a bulldozer on the back of it. And what I've been seeing is three or four bulldozers on the back of the trailer. And now I'm just seeing one. Bulldozer. Here's what happens. You're either going to be in service. Intentional service. Or God is going to force you back into service. I took a year off and I worked, but I took a year off and I just went home and slept. Not the whole year, but mostly I took a year off. The first 2 months, I just went home and slept. Because I was seeing the pattern everywhere, and I was seeing that it's all the same, and nobody was waking up. You know? Nobody I knew was waking up. People always waking up. Just, have you seen them? You know? And so those patterns, like exponentially growing, where I could just, everything I've already, you know, I've seen the pattern in my life. So I kind of just went to work, went home and chilled. I needed a vacation, you know, I really needed a vacation, but I took too long of a vacation. So my point is this, you're going to be in service while you're here, or God is going to force you into service. And so because I took too long, I chilled for too long, God had to put me through something to remind me of a calling, you know. And one of the callings that I think is on me is a lot of the saints are in underneath a spell from a narcissist, witch or warlock, and they don't even know. They're so bit, and they're under the spell of the 501(c). The reason the people get mad at me who go to 501(c), which I don't mind anybody, it's none of my business, but if you need to go and get some word, if they're teaching the truth, fine, but usually the 501(c) is causing divisions. But people get mad because you call them out on stuff that's obvious, like the snake on the back of a truck, you know. Don't tread on me. That's identification with a snake. Don't tread on me. That's identifying with a snake. They're actually identifying with the snake. The revenge, the fighting. But a lot of these people say, don't tread on me. they're just doing it because they've heard it, somebody else say it, you know. They never really have gotten in any trouble, and they never stood for anything concrete. They just put stuff on stickers on their vehicle and think they've done something. And they don't even build websites, they don't teach, they don't do nothing. But they put a sticker on their car like they did something, and they did nothing. They only reveal that they're kind of ignorant. Why would you put a snake on your car and identify with a snake? Don't tread on me. Because his head, the devil's head shall bruise the heel of Jesus, and Jesus' heel shall bruise his head. And then that's Genesis 3. Don't tread on me. So the 501(c) clones, the don't tread on me clones, the culture clones, the bloodline clones, everybody's running as a clone. They don't think outside their culture, their bloodline, or anything. So it's a clone after clone after clone. And so you see these people, and you talk to these people, and you realize it's just clone world. Clone world. They can't break the pattern. They can't declone themselves. If they would go to God, he could help them declone, but most people don't want to declone because they love the security and the safety of being a clone. I don't support witches or Wiccans, but at least they decloned, but then they cloned after the devil, so they cloned each other. So they still are clones because they're going to the dark side. When we see Jesus, we'll be like him. So Jesus is the archetype of all things. And so, sons of God. So you're made into the image of God, right? God made man upright, but he sought out many inventions. So this whole reality has to be, the purpose of this reality is a copy machine making sons of God, daughters of God. So why not follow God and have a genuine spirit, be learning new stuff, think outside the box, exercise your spiritual gifts, ask God for another gift. I'm sure he'll give you another gift. If you want a gift, I'm sure he'll give you a gift, because if you ask according to his will, he'll do it. And so as sons of God down here, he's not going to let you just sit, go to work, go home, be stagnated, and just be there. He's gonna put you through something, you know. So I had to go through something to be reminded that how some people are in slavery of another person. And some people are psychopaths. And it's like, oh, I forgot they existed. I knew they existed, but I never had to face off. I mean, I haven't had to face off with one in a long time. 10 years, 13 years, something like that. And then when you face off with one, you're like, wow, I forgot these people existed. And when somebody's in survival mode, they can become psychopathic for a temporary, you know. So a lot of it has to do with what they're going through at the time, you know. Maybe they're different a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago. The flesh is nothing but sin. It can go crazy. The flesh mind is crazy. The flesh is nothing but sin. And if somebody's operating in the flesh, it's going to look psychopathic. It's going to look narcissistic. It is survival mode. It is selfish.